You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
I'm sorry. have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us the knowledge of you, and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives the power to become the children of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Amen.
Jesus. And you probably know that he had to be circumcised to come under the law so that he could keep it. So he not only died for us, he lived the perfect life for us. So we commemorate that on the 1st of January. Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever live in him who made himself to be like us. Almighty God, the martyred innocence of Bethlehem, showed forth your praise, not by speaking, but by dying. Put to death in us all that is in conflict with your will, that our lives may bear witness to the faith we profess with our lips. O God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law, causing him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant us true circumcision of the Holy Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament lesson is written in the 11th chapter of Isaiah, beginning at the first verse. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Beginning at the first verse. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elemental principles of the world. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. and if a son, then an heir through him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel. Presented him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then was a widow until she was 84. And she did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and speak of him to all those who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew up and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. We will confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. It's on the top of page 192.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third
Please be seated. And Simeon came in the spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. And Jesus' father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him, and Simeon blessed them. This is Christ Jesus, dear friends. If you recall, the Word of God says that when the Virgin Mary heard the angel Gabriel's good news that she would bear the Holy Child, she responded, From this time on, all generations will call me blessed. When John the Baptist was born and his father Zacharias said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And you just heard these other words of Scripture. When the parents brought the young child to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed God. It also says he blessed Mary and Joseph. The word bless means, this is quoted, the rite of consecration by sprinkling the altar with blood. So bless has to do with sacrifice. That's something to remember. More familiar, there's a whole array of meanings of the word bless. To set apart for a holy purpose, to make holy by a spoken formula or sign. I see you doing this or this. To call holy, to ask divine favor, to wish well, to feel gratitude for, to think oneself happy, to worship, to glorify, to praise. It means receiving material blessings as well as spiritual good brought about by the gospel. So that word blessed is loaded with all sorts of good things. Would you say that you are blessed? How many and in what marvelous ways have you then been blessed? There's a little ditty that goes, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Perhaps you should think about this. How would you be doing if God would take away even a few of those blessings? Not so good, right? At the beginning of this sermon, I gave you a blessing. Grace be unto you, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At the end of the sermon, you'll get another blessing. As the worship service closes, you will receive another blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Another blessing is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, none of those blessings, nor any other blessing or benediction you receive, is only a wish. Much to the contrary. They are divine, holy, effective blessings of Almighty God. As the servant of God speaks God's words, the blessing they state is truly given. To illustrate, I suppose every pastor has at some time or another added the word may to the beginning of a blessing. If you look in your hymnal, there are no mays in the beginning of any blessing. And that's because the blessing is not a wish or a prayer, it is an actual blessing. When you leave after the benediction, you are leaving with the blessing of the true God, the only God, the Almighty, Triune God. Now, I'm making such a point of this because the blessing of God is one of those, I'll use some other words, nothing will be impossible with God. It is the blessing of Almighty God, the creator and owner of the universe, who alone can and does richly and daily bless you with the very best. And the ultimate, taking away the sins of the world. And that means taking away every one of your sins. You may not be conscious of Jesus' many blessings, but you certainly enjoy them nonetheless, don't you? As you know, the very best of all blessings was given to humble and faithful servants of God as a wonder and as wondrous events unfolded in the land of Judah at the time when Herod the Great was king. So, at the appointed time, Zechariah was in the temple at Jerusalem to burn sweet-smelling incense to make the bloody sacrifices a bit more pleasant. That's because God's word says, the soul that sins, it shall die. is a just God, and he must demand the death of a sinner. And if we realize how great our sins are, we realize how we deserve eternal damnation. Yet God is a just God as well. I'm sorry. He demands the death of the sinner. So someday I will die, you will die, unless Christ comes back first, but then comes the judgment, and then comes the everlasting consequences, right? However, you also know that the true God is a God of mercy and love. He still loves. He created all those he created out of love, and he would rather be kind than just. So he planned and worked out and carried out a way of saving his people. In your place and mine, a sacrifice, a lamb could bleed and die, providing a substitute sacrifice for the guilty. And that's what God said, that's what God did. The altar in the temple was the appointed place of sacrifice, and there God met Zechariah in justice as well as mercy, with the best blessing of all. So blessings were spoken in the Magnificat of Mary, in the Benedictus of Zechariah, and in the Nunciatus of Simeon. Mary was terrifically and, if you will, impossibly blessed to be the bearer of the Son of God, the Son of the Most High God. In Mary's womb, God took on flesh and blood and became fully human while remaining fully divine. Why did God do that? To provide for you the perfectly sinless sacrifice of the pure and holy Son of God. Simeon then does one more thing for us. When Mary and Joseph brought Jesus, the Lamb of God, into the temple, they were actually bringing the sacrifice to end all sacrifice. Zechariah reminds us that victims are sacrificed. They are killed for the sins of others. Simeon took the sacrificial lamb into his arms and blessed God. And he confessed these momentous words: "My eyes have seen your salvation." And he could have added, "My arms are holding my salvation." Simeon was doing the last thing necessary in the divine plan of salvation. With Mary, God provided you with the perfect substitute, the sinless Lamb of God. With Zechariah, God provided you with the perfect sacrifice for your sins. And now with Simeon, God is providing you the perfect Christmas gift. But it is a gift that you must receive. A gift that you have to embrace for yourself by faith. What do you do with a Christmas gift? You stand there like this. You say, "I don't want it." You turn your back on the gift and those who give them. Through last Christmas, my mother loved to get Christmas gifts. Before it was her turn to open the next one, if she had it in her lap, she'd be picking at it, pulling up the bowl. I love to get Christmas gifts. Is there anybody else here who loves to get Christmas presents? How does it make you feel when someone gives you a present? You love it, don't you? It's exciting. And if it turns out to be something that you really, really wanted, that's even better. Getting Christmas presents is a delightful thing. I bet that's how Simeon felt with the Christmas present that he held in his arms. Exceedingly happy. Thankful as can be. Blessed. The baby Jesus was exactly what he was looking for. And the baby Jesus is exactly what he needed most of all. I bet he was thrilled from the top of his head to the tips of his toes. It was perfect. This is what he had waited and waited and waited for God. He waited for God to keep his promise to send the Messiah. And God kept his promise there. Just as God answered Simeon's prayers. And just as God had done the impossible for Mary. Simeon could now depart in peace. He could now die in peace. Because God kept his word. He was actually holding his everlasting salvation in his arms. I think Simeon is to remind you and me that the normal popular Christmas is not all there is. The first and the best gift is, I hope, the one that you want most of all. I know it's the one you need most of all. And the one you must embrace for yourself and hold fast in faith. The Christ child, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, is the perfect sacrifice, the perfect gift for a sinner. The Lamb of God was never meant to be some warm, fuzzy at Christmas time. The baby in the manger is your one and only hope, sure hope, of having your sins forgiven and living with God forever. When Mary and Joseph came into the temple, they were obeying God's law. They presented their Son of God, and they were giving Simeon his Savior. Do you get that picture? This marvelous, humanly impossible scene that's going on? The earthly parents of the Son of God bring into the temple the required sacrifice, the sinless Lamb of God, and place him in the arms of Simeon, who lovingly receives him and declares Jesus to be his salvation. Each Advent, every Christmas, and throughout the year, that is the gift that your Heavenly Father is giving to you. Isn't Jesus really everything that you want in life? Well, he most certainly everything. It is everything that you need for this life and the coming life that will never have an end. The Lamb of God in the manger is the perfect Christmas present for you. The Lamb of God on the cross of Calvary is the perfect sacrifice for you. What do you do with the gift?
No.
You take it. You thank the Lord. And you enjoy it. You enjoy it now, and you will enjoy it forever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand and we will sing the offertory. Troubled, fallen, and absent believers, we pray. especially for Lynn Rice, who is in Marshfield recovering from a fall and surgery. Particularly also Pastor Colonel Selleck, and also our own Pastor Tim Jones and his family. We thank you for the strength that you show us through him. Grant unto all of them and those listed in our bulletin, whatever they may need, healing of body, strength of faith, security in hope, grant them all the assurance of their salvation in Christ the King. Help us in this coming new year to walk in humility and newness of life, loving and doing your commandments, so that if this year is our last on earth, we may at the appointed time close our mortal life in peace and begin the great new year of eternity in your blissful presence, enjoying the new creation, where with angels and archangels and all the saints, we shall ascribe to you blessing and honor, power and glory forever and ever. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please rise and we will continue with the communion service on the top of page 194. The Lord be with you. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.